Welcome to The Deep Dive, the show built to distill critical, actionable knowledge from vast stacks of resources. Today, we're tackling a topic that exists right at the intersection of paranoia and, well, smart preparation: data security.
We really need to be clear about this right out of the gate. Data loss isn't just a possibility, it's an inevitability.
Right.
It's not if your hard drive is going to fail or your phone takes a swim or your laptop gets stolen. It's definitively when.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And our mission today is to cut through all that anxiety and give you a comprehensive, honestly, a low-stress blueprint for creating a foolproof data backup strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We've been digging deep into the resources, specifically the excellent guides from Pidcot, all focused on this idea of digital insurance.
And that's the perfect way to frame it. Think of this whole exercise as buying an insurance policy for your digital life. You invest a little time now, you maintain it.
And you hope you never, ever have to use it.
You hope you never need it. But when that inevitable failure hits, and it could be anything, ransomware, a power surge, that backup is the only thing standing between you and a genuine digital nightmare.
The ultimate payoff here is simple, isn't it? It's peace of mind.
It's sleeping better at night.
Yeah, knowing your work, your financial records, every single photograph is safe.
So let's jump in. The first major hurdle for most people is figuring out the frequency. You know, when we ask, how often do you back up? The answer is
usually whenever I remember to.
Which is basically never. It's not a good sign.
I used to be that person. I tell myself, okay, I'll do it this Sunday. And then, you know, Sunday comes and goes. The guide we analyzed makes it really clear that the right frequency depends entirely on your data's criticality.
Of course.
If you're a video editor or a coder, the stakes are just dramatically higher than for someone who's, I don't know, archiving old recipes.
To manage this, the Pidcot resources break it down into three really practical tiers. At the very top, you've got your daily backups.
Oh, mission critical stuff.
Strictly for mission critical files. If you lose even an hour's worth of changes to this data, we're talking financial models, client contract drafts, it would be catastrophic.
Those are the files that live and breathe every single day.
Absolutely. Then you step down to weekly backups. This is for important files that are, you know, relatively stable but still matter a lot. Personal documents, maybe an ongoing school project.
Your general folder structure, that kind of thing.
Right. And finally, monthly backups. These are reserved for true archives. Finished tax returns from 5 years ago, old software installers you might need, or, say, vacation photos once they're all organized.
And this is where the theory gets immediately actionable, because the resource introduces a formal concept that should guide this entire decision. The recovery point objective, the RPO.
The RPO. This is the single most important question you need to ask yourself. It is the moment of truth.
Which is?
If my entire machine died right now, this very second, how much worker data am I okay with losing forever?
Let's put some real-world context on that. If I'm a writer and I just can't afford to lose more than, say, 30 minutes of work.
Then your RPO is 30 minutes. And that dictates you need near constant, or at least hourly, automatic backups.
So if you realize your RPO is a full day's work, a weekly backup plan is just... it's completely inadequate.
It's useless to you. That RPO defines the required frequency. It just takes all the wishful thinking out of the equation.
And a really simple, practical tip to eliminate that I forgot excuse is to tie your backup schedule to some other unforgettable recurring event in your life.
Right, like changing the batteries in your smoke alarm. Or maybe it's the first cup of coffee on the first Monday of the month. Linking that digital chore to a habit you already have that forces consistency.
And consistency is the silent hero of data protection.
It really is.
Okay, so frequency is fixed by your RPO.
Mm-hmm.
But even if we back up daily, we're backing up, you know, digital garbage, we're just wasting storage and time.
Mm.
So what files should we truly be prioritizing? The ones that would cause the biggest sting if they were gone.
That's the next critical step, identifying what we call your digital brain. The plan emphasizes that we aren't trying to save everything. We're focusing on the irreplaceable files and settings that save you hundreds of hours of rebuilding time.
I can already guess the top of the list. Core documents, right? Word files, spreadsheets.
Of course. Your documents, spreadsheets, PDFs, the actual intellectual property you create. But let's go beyond the obvious. Think about your favorites and bookmarks.
Oh, that's a good one. People always forget that.
We often neglect this, but rebuilding a finely tuned research workflow or trying to track down those 20 obscure websites you use every day, it's maddening. Losing your browser profile can be just as crippling as losing a document.
That is so true. It's like losing the map to your work, not just the cargo itself.
Okay.
What about the ultimate source of user chaos, the desktop?
The desktop. It's the common dumping ground, and the PitCop plan specifically calls it out. If you treat your desktop as temporary storage, it absolutely must be in your critical backup path.
We all know that heart-dropping feeling when you realize your desktop, that chaotic mess you totally rely on, has just vanished.
Exactly. Now, what about the administrative pain points, like software? Because replacing photos is emotional pain, but replacing software is often financial pain.
Right. And just a huge hassle.
And that brings us to software and keys. This is so crucial. When you're backing up, you need to save the installer files and the license codes. The plan stresses you have to keep a separate list of those keys because you will forget them.
You absolutely will.
And having to repurchase or re-register essential software is just a massive time sink.
That's a huge hidden cost of failure right there. What else makes the irreplaceable list?
Your communication history. Email and contacts. People forget that years of crucial communication, receipts, contact details, they're stored in specific places. Rebuilding a professional contact list from scratch can take months.
And of course, the big one.
And of course, the absolutely priceless category, photos and videos. We don't even need to elaborate on the emotional cost of losing a child's early years.
No, that speaks for itself. Finally, there are the little details, the nuanced things that make your computer yours.
Yes, your system settings. This includes customized keyboard shortcuts, display preferences, those little application tweaks, even Wi-Fi passwords. Restoring those small, personalized details can save you hours of frustrating setup time on a new machine.
It gets you back to work faster.
Instantly.
So we've assessed the data, we've defined our required speed with the RPO.
Yeah.
Now we get into the mechanics, the how. What methods provide the best mix of security, speed, and simplicity?
Redundancy. That is the name of the game here. Any backup system that relies on a single method or a single location is inherently flawed.
One point of failure.
You have to follow the principle that if one method fails, the other one has your back.
So let's start with the most basic physical options the material reviewed.
Okay, you've got the old guard, like CDs and DVDs. They're cheap. But let's be honest, they're slow, they have a tiny capacity, and they degrade over time.
Not really viable for most people today.
Not really. Then there's the second internal hard drive. It's fast, it's solid, but if your machine is destroyed by a surge or a fire, the internal backup dies right along with the computer. It lacks that geographical separation.
Which is why most people turn to an external solution.
The external hard drive. This is the workhorse. It's flexible, it's affordable, it's fast, it's portable. You can physically unplug it and store it in a safe place, which immediately solves that separation problem. It is an absolute lifesaver.
But the undisputed heavyweight champion for ultimate security has to be the cloud.
It is the superhero of this story. Cloud backup is automatic, it's accessible anywhere you have internet, and it provides complete protection against localized disasters like fire, theft, or a flood.
Now, you did raise a great point earlier. Cost can be a factor, especially for people with terabytes of video files.
For those individuals, an external drive still provides the best dollar per gigabyte value. So that's the dilemma you face. If cost dictates your plan, maybe the external drive is the only option.
But if maximum safety is the goal, what's the consensus from the plan? What's the sweet spot?
The strong recommendation is a hybrid approach. External hard drive plus cloud storage. This gives you the speed and convenience of local access, combined with the safety and separation of the cloud.
So if the external drive fails,
the cloud is there. If your internet is down for a day,
the external drive is right there, ready to go.
It creates a really robust two-tiered safety net.
And if you're enjoying this actionable breakdown and want to go even deeper, we really encourage you to check out the full library of best-selling ebooks available on our ebook store. You can visit us at www.pipcot.com/lumblebooks to download comprehensive guides on topics just like this one.
Now that we've defined the what, the when, and the how, we're at the final and most critical segment, turning all this knowledge into a non-negotiable actionable system. This is the six-step checklist.
This is the moment we turn good intentions into actual action. So walk us through these essential steps. What does the listener need to do today?
Step one, assess your data. We talked about priority, but this step formalizes it. Dedicate actual time to go through your files and separate the critical RPO stuff from the archives and from the junk.
Declutter first.
Decluttering first makes the rest of the plan more efficient and way faster.
Less data to save equals faster backups. Simple.
Step two, pick your tools. Make the commitment. Choose your weapons, which external drives, which cloud service, what software you'll use. This means actually making the purchase or signing up. Without the tools, it's just a wish.
Step 3, schedule backups. Automation is mandatory here. If you rely on doing it manually, it will fail.
It will. Set up automatic routines that handle the process whenever your machine is idle or when the external drive is connected. Less hassle equals maximum consistency.
Okay, step 4. This one seems really important.
Step 4, test them. This cannot be overstated. This is probably the most overlooked yet vital step in the whole process. A backup you can't restore from is not a backup.
It's a false sense of security.
Exactly. Once a month, just try restoring one random file, a document, a photo, anything.
Because nothing is worse than a total system crash, only to find out your backup drive has been silently corrupted for 3 months. Testing finds issues now while your original files are still safe.
Precisely. You need to verify that the parachute opens before you need to jump out of the plane. Step 5, secure your storage.
This covers digital and physical, right?
Both. Use strong passwords for your cloud service. Encrypt your external drive so if they're stolen, the data is useless. And physically, keep that drive safe and separate from your main computer.
So don't store your external drive right on top of your laptop.
Please don't. Physical separation is critical. And finally, because your life doesn't stay static, step 6. Update your plan.
Things change.
Your data volume changes, your job changes, technology evolves. Review and tweak your plan every few months. Do you have a new category of critical work files? Did you buy a new device? Your backup plan has to evolve with your digital footprint.
You know, while running through these steps feels like a bit of a technical chore, the stress reduction is just immense. We are talking about maybe a few hours of investment now versus weeks of recovery or the devastating, irreplaceable loss of memories.
To reiterate the central thesis of the PicCut guides, your backup plan is your only safety net. It is the fortress standing between you and a digital catastrophe. Tech will fail, and when it does, the small investment you made in this checklist will pay you back tenfold.
We really hope this deep dive into creating a resilient data strategy has given you the confidence and the clear action steps you need. If you want to continue learning and applying these foundational principles, you can always visit the source material and many more guides at www.pitcot.com.
And if you love this show and found the information useful, please hit that like button. It helps tremendously in the recommendation algorithm so others can access this essential information too.
And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to our channel and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. The conversation has laid out the RPO, defined the methods, and provided the checklist for safety. So, here's a final thought for you to consider. What's your move? Will you implement this plan today? Or will you wait until it's too late and you're staring at a blank screen? Thank you for being there with us.
Thank you for listening to the PicCot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.